Howdy, it's your girl Adela, so just in case you didn't know, so.
What's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614, and we are
the New York Dolls!
And with us in the studio today, we got our season 6 guest host.
Hey, you already know, it's Natalie P.
In the building!
Yeah! We like to see it. And unfortunately, again, we do not have 232 with us, but hopefully he will be joining us on the next one.
And he's always in spirit.
Exactly. So, y'all know how we do this. We going to have Natalie P. dip into the dose jar. Hey, she's shaking it up. She's
going to
pull our topic, and then we're going to get to going.
That always sounds so dirty when you say it.
You're going
to get to going.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
Psst. Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Take another goodie. I'm telling you, like, I've been, let me not
you got
talk
the magic.
Before I pick this one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let's see. Da-da-da. Drum roll. That was an interesting drum roll. Okay, 43.
Hey, okay.
Ooh, this is a meme that I see here.
Okay.
What's it say?
Credit scores were created in 1989 and are designed to keep people poor. Abolish them.
All right, let's do it.
Like
I agree.
Financial episode, right?
So first and foremost, let me kick this off.
You got fucked up credit, me.
Oh my god,
my
so,
shit is it's not bad, but it's not good. It's in between.
I feel like mine is like okay and on the way to being good. So I honestly did not start the credit game until after my trip from Mexico in 2021. Until that point, I literally have never had a credit card my entire life, never used credit, because I remember when I turned 14 and I used to do the summer youth employment program. So I turned 14, I used to do that program, and they used to put you through like different trainings before you actually went to work. And I remember that they had us do this one training about debit versus credit. And the one thing that I pulled out of that little workshop slash class was that credit was evil. Literally, credit was evil. And I never touched it from ages 14 to fucking 30. Never touched it. But coming back from Mexico, I had to do something, and I had to rent a car, and the way that like the dealership switched everything up, you had to have a credit card, and I couldn't like ask anybody else, like it had to be for me. So I ended up getting the credit card for that, and now I've been in the credit game ever since. But I will say I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. My credit's climbing. It's cute or whatever.
It's cute.
So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know my credit score because I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Period. But you know what? You should use Credit Karma.
No, so okay, so here's my credit journey. credit is so important now, and I hate that it's so important because it does like actually like bar a lot of people who actually are perfectly financially stable. They just may not have credit cards or like whatever. I had good credit, and then I thought that I remember I got an American Express green card, which had absolutely no limit to it, but you had to pay all the balance every single month. Mm-hmm. And I got it at like 19 because I think I lied about how much I like made. I don't know what I did, but, so I really messed up my credit, and then like I paid like one of those like credit repair, like services or whatever. And they were like, yeah, you know, you just disputed it. And if they can't prove that it was you, then they have to take it off, which is true.
Right.
But big asterisk there is that, like, if it was you, you do have to fucking pay it. So it worked for me the first time. They were able to dispute it. And I got, like, I don't know, like $5,000 or something like that, or probably even more, like just wiped off my credit report because they couldn't prove that it was me. But then the second time around, I was like, oh, I could just do this over and over.
And they were like, oh, fuck my credit. Like, this girl getting a little habitual.
Right? And it, yeah, so the second time around, I paid this, like, girl who was a friend of mine. She's not a friend anymore because she had, like, a credit repair service. And this bitch literally took $1,000 from me and didn't fix shit.
Oh, wow.
And didn't fix shit. And now, like, her Scammers. Company and all them, yeah, have all my information, like... Ugh. Honestly, oh, like, there's shit. No way to cheat around it. Like, if you fucking racked up that bill, you need to pay that bill in some way, shape, or form. I mean, you can, like, talk to people in collections, and you could try to, like, negotiate it down. Like, I know generally the process to fixing your credit, you know? Like, well, that's all these people do is they just send letters and, like, hope that people will, like, you know, be like, stop bothering me, we'll wipe it, you know?
Did your parents teach you about... credit cards?
My mom tried. Okay. My mom tried. But, like, I just, like, I know myself, and I know I have such a fucking bad spending. I'm just, like, I have impulse control issues. So, like, you know, like, if I have that limit there, and, like, I will always find a reason to justify spending money. So, like, you know, so, like, the best thing you could do is literally just, like, get a credit card with a good limit. And just, like, hide it in a fucking drawer. Like, put your Apple iTunes. That's the crazy part about it,
too.
It's all fake. It's all fake. Yeah. So fake. Did you know, like, in the 50s or whenever, like, when our parents were getting houses and shit, like, all that they needed was, like,
cash
and, like, a reference letter from, like, their old teacher or something saying, like, this is a good person.
Right.
Please lend to them.
Damn.
You know? I mean, it was supposed to be a way to, like, make things a little bit less racist because people could also deny people off that value. They'd be like, well, I don't want to lend to you because I don't like how you look or because I'm having a bad day or because XYZ, whatever.
Right.
So that's, I think, the theory of why they were invented, but yeah, credit cards are shit, but you need credit to live in this country.
I want
to
know how they came up with this, the system, like the number system, like how is the 800? Oh, like the
FICO and the this and the that.
Or like how is 800 the best and, you know.
I don't know, but I want that 800.
Yeah.
I want that 800. And then, like, honestly, like, and it's crazy because I started hanging around some friends that, like, had really good credit and really good credit cards. And I realized, like, they would always be the ones that would, like, when we would go out to eat, like, and it would be, like, five or six of us, and be like, oh, my God, yeah, I'll pay the bill. Like, just Venmo me later. Because y'all are racking up points. Like, these credit, like, companies have so many good, like, especially if you travel a lot. Like, I travel a lot. So, like, you know, the point system and the Sky Miles and all that. It's like, I wish I could partake, but, like, I can't get approved for shit anymore.
It's all right, girl.
But that's next year's problem to tackle.
Right.
The right way.
I feel like my journey has been similar to Derek's, too, where it's just, like, I didn't really care. And I wasn't as educated, too. Like, I didn't, like, I knew it was important, but I just still felt like it wasn't that important because it wasn't being talked to too much for me. Or, like, I'll just be like, there's a way around it. Like, I used to be like, there has to be a way around it. And then I got old. I was like, wait.
There's no way around it.
Yeah, there's no way fucking around it in this fucking country. But, yeah, the journey has continued. But I feel like even before, like, I would be paying my student loans on time, and that helped my credit.
Yeah, a lot of things can, like, it's so, like, arbitrary.
Like, without having a credit card.
Yeah. Like, if you pay certain things up front, but, like, you know, they're trying to pass a law now where, like, if you pay your rent on time every month, like, and if you have good rental history, like,
that adds to it.
Well, it's not that it affects your credit. It's that if you're trying to apply for an apartment, because what they realized is, like, apartment, like, hunting in New York was starting to get really, like, just discriminatory and just really fucked up in general. So now, I don't know if they passed it already or they're in the process of it, but, like, I don't think New York City or New York State can bar somebody from renting an apartment off of credit alone. Mm. Like, if they have bad credit, they should be able to provide, like, good rental history of, like, the last, I think, like, 2 or 3 years or something.
Gotcha, yeah.
You know?
It's like, that's what really matters. Like,
yeah, it's like, can you pay your rent on time? Right. Like, that's all they should care about.
I've been learning, so ever since, you know, 2021, I've been learning the credit game from my good friend Nia, this bitch is so fucking good at it. Like, she's fucking members of, like, all the different, like, little, like, clubs and shit like that. Like, when she be going to the airport, she be in all the little lounges. Yes, like, she's so good at it. So I've been learning from her and, you know, just kind of, like, trying to do my thing. Another rule of thumb for me is because because I've grown up with debit for literally a majority of my life, like, my rule of thumb in my head is, like, if I don't have the money to actually pay for it, like, immediately, then I don't use my credit card either. Like, my credit card is literally only to build my credit. So it's like, if I don't have the money for it, I'm not getting it. You know what I mean? So that's something else cute that, like, people can kind of, like, keep in mind. Super quickly, I also want to just go through this, like, little credit card history thing that, like, I found. It dates back to the 1930s.
Interesting.
Yeah, so 1930, the Charga plate bookkeeping system was launched using dog tag style metal plates and was used in the 1930s through the 1950s, allowing department stores to each issue their own plates. In 1946, the charge it system, created by John C. Biggins of Flatbush National Bank of Brooklyn, New York, created a card system he called Charge It that let people within a 2-square-block radius charge purchases from multiple vendors to the bank. In 1950, Frank Namara and business partner Ralph Schneider introduced the first Diners Club card. Yeah. This is what Natalie was talking about. The first charge card to gain widespread popularity. In 1958, the American Express introduces its first charge card as an extension of its successful traveler's check business. Bank America Card issues the first revolving credit card, mailing activated credit cards to 60,000 customers in the Fresno area, shortly after where the first known incidents of credit card fraud, of course. In the 1960s, IBM engineer Forrest Perry invented the first magnetic stripe credit card, a technology that became standard in the U.S. in 1969. That's when we went to the moon. I know that.
Not 1968.
Right. And worldwide 2 years later. In 1966, the Interbank Card Association is formed by several regional banks to create the MasterCharge card to compete with the Bank America card, renaming the card MasterCard 10 years later. In 1986, Sears introduces the Discover card. I don't know if that came from Sears. Go off Sears. And then in 1991, American Express launches the first credit card loyalty program, originally called Membership Miles, now known as Membership Rewards. So that is the little history of credit cards in a nutshell. Yeah.
I still think they're stupid.
I hate them so much. Like, oh my goodness.
So you just pay them right after. You pay yours right after?
So I was doing, so it's like,
do you use it like, it's so, like a debit?
It's so weird how to play the game, right? Because you also can't pay it too frequently. Because if you pay it
that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
That's
so like,
so me stupid.
Yeah, so I used to do it like after every purchase, but then I dialed it back down to twice a month, and then I dialed it down to just paying it once a month on time when it's supposed to be. Because that's all they want to see is that you have a good history of, you know, like da-da-da. But it's also a certain percentage of your credit card that you're supposed to use. Like, I think it's like you're not, I don't want to give a fake number, but you're not supposed to use like more than, I'm going to make this up, but you're not supposed to use more than like 30% of your credit.
Yeah.
Because then your score, is 30%? Because then your score starts to drop because they're like, wow, you kind of need this a little bit too much. You know what I mean? It's like, now we know that you're relying on us and they don't want that type of relationship with you. So, so.
Credit cards sound like fuckboys.
No, that part right there. So like, I'll charge things like my gas to my card and just like things like that. Like little small purchases that I know will add up to not that much. But I'll also, so you know, I have my savings app. So I also, in my savings app, every charge that I do on my credit card, I take my real money and I put it into a goal that says pay credit card back, and I just put it in there right away. And then when that top of the month comes, I take it out of that, so the money is already there. I haven't touched it, and it's just like,
that's so smart.
Yeah,
I have try that.
Do it. No, it really works. I have this weird, like, little like saving ability that's been like built in me.
Favor.
Like even like, for example, for like, even for like Christmas, like, I have like a goal that says like mother's gifts, and it's like throughout the year I'll just like save money for like my mom. Yeah. So it's like cute. I don't have to think about it. I don't got to touch it. I don't got to see it. But then when the time comes, I just go shopping and I'll just pull the money from there. So just like little things like that are tips and tricks that I be using, because who got the time to be dealing with these credit people?
Fuck credit. No, credit. I'm thinking of the line Jay-Z said.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, 444?
Yeah.
I can't remember either.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he was
that song about the credit. Yeah, shit was facts.
Yeah. He was putting us on. Word. Everything was lit. But
all right. So, I mean, any last words about credit?
Honestly.
Get some.
Yeah. Oh God!
Would you suggest people to start early, or you think it doesn't matter?
Start early, but go like slowly. Like literally, take it and give it to someone that is more responsible than you until you are responsible.
Yeah, I would say like start early, but be smart. Like I don't know. My biggest rule of thumb, I feel like if you don't have the money to buy the thing that you're trying to buy with your credit card, then don't buy with your credit card either. Like, you know, just tuck that away. Like, think of your credit card as real money, I guess, even though it's not supposed to be that. But, yeah.
No.
But definitely start early. Like, I know, like, Nia, for example, where her daughter, she has her daughter. Her daughter's
her name,
like,
right?
Like, she's building up so much stuff, like, already. And the girl is only, like, 10.
Yeah, but that's how... That's how it should be.
That's how they set up their kids.
That's what, like, the Jews do, and I'm sure the WPs, somebody told me not to say WPs anymore.
White people?
No, to say,
Caucasian?
Was it palm? The inside of the palm?
Oh, the...
I'm like, that's worse!
Then,
palm-colored?
Yeah, palm-colored.
I am crying. I did hear that's that hilarious. Somewhere recently. I am crying.
Okay. WP.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah, because that's what they do. They set them up since they, like my cousins now, they have like a college fund, like instead of toys for birthday since she was born.
Stocks and bonds and shit.
They send the link, like send the money for the toys, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's super smart.
I think so too.
Facts. I'm like, yo, I'm convinced. I'm going to just get myself a fake kid and be like, yo, it's tax write-off.
Yes.
We're having a baby shower. Donate to the... I'll set up a college fund for the kid. Just kidding. It's actually my college fund.
It's actually for me. Yeah,
I'm going to build up my kid's credit. Just kidding. It's my credit.
Hello. Like, hello. Go off. The great reset.
But this brings an end to our episode.
Yes.
I hope it was educational for you.
Yes. Yeah. Credit.
All right, don't forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby.
And that's a wrap.
Yes.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Last Body.
What's good, everybody?
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.